This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, another week and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my learnings, musings and discoveries on living life by my design, in the hope it gets you inspired to ask yourself that same question. Am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. So I'm really excited. This week I get to have another inspiring chat with somebody who seems to be on the same path of living life by her design. I came across something in my social media feed that piqued my interest because I have a bit of a thing for lighthouses. And when I was putting together my 50 before 50 list, one of the options on my particular list that was going to fill in any gaps was to visit all of the lighthouses in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. But I'd also looked at what that meant, and not that there's many, but it would mean quite a bit of travel and what that would also equate to. So I dropped that one. So when I saw this particular post in my feed with a woman that seems to have an equal passion for the lighthouse and going on adventures, I had to reach out to have a chat. It happened that I happen to know this beautiful female anyway. And so today I welcome onto the show Jenny, who's going coastal. So welcome, Jenny.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
So let's start first with the lighthouses and how you came to have a passion for tall, skinny buildings with a light at the top.
I guess it started last year. I was seeing a fella and we were tiki touring around the North Island in his van. He had a tradie van that we just threw an air mattress in and we just went on roadies. We did all kinds of stuff. But we did three trips that were lighthouse themed. So we went to Cape Palliser, Castle Point, and there's one in Taranaki as well, and the name's escaping me. And I worked in the holiday park industry and I had to write consumer-facing articles. So, and that sort of matched up activities with holiday parks, and that was literally what we were doing. So I was like, this is such a great story. It's going to be, you know, informative. It'll give people, I can give people everything they need, like the map, the where to stay. And with the added complication of I took my dog everywhere, so we had to be at dog friendly places, which kind of ticks a lot of boxes for me and for other people. So that's sort of where it all started.
I love that. So you were able to take a bit of a exploration of and fun adventure and pair it with work, which is a pretty mm-hmm. cool gig, being able to write about holiday parks and what they bring and what's around them. Had you visited any lighthouses before, or did you just suddenly then go, actually, these, I mean, they're in cool locations, mm-hmm. coastal locations obviously, but they seem to be in neat places, don't they, around?
They are all over the place. So I've got 22 to visit. Yeah. I've done a few. So far on the blog, I think we've covered two, and it's been a couple of months. But, yeah, so they are just everywhere, and I love the coast. I know living rural Carterton sort of doesn't equal a coastal girl, but I love being near the beach. My happy place is the sea. And I had been to a few lighthouses around the country and in the world. So, yeah, there's always been something. And there's just something about it's such a solid building that carries so much history and must have seen so much. Like, you think about, they were born in like that, you know, not born, built in the 1860s, and some of them were shipped over from the UK, and built, like, what these things have done to still be here, you know, 100 years later, or nearly 100 years later, no, over 100 years later. It's just incredible. They've all got a story, and as you sort of visit each one and delve a little bit deeper, you find out just that little bit more.
And I love that. Like, when I saw you, I saw this post, and then I sort of had a look, and then I connected the dots with who it was behind it. But what I think it was that attracted me, and I think it was the post where you were talking about the history, which totally, yeah, I totally get that, that this is a marker. They're so important. They're, like you say, they're worldwide. There were these really key places in community or incredibly isolated, yet people linked with them, the stories of those people. I can remember here in Martinborough, I mean, one of the vineyards down here, Palliser, had a whole tier of wine called Pencarrow, and they, all of their artwork and the storytelling when they launched that was around the Pencarrow Lighthouse. And I always thought that sort of was so captivating. So what you're doing with the history, and when I've had a look at the Facebook She's Gone Coastal that you developed, to have that, I think it's beautiful because it just adds to it. Because when you're a traveller, I think you travel because you want to find out something, you want to learn something, and you want to see something, and then have the adventure that's wrapped around that. So yeah, it's very inspiring. But what also was inspiring, I mean, I know obviously you've just said that it was inspired last year with it, but She's Gone Coastal is totally about you doing solo adventures now, isn't it? Because obviously
It
maybe life's taken a different turn altogether, and
is.
this is the you doing this and doing it as a solo female.
I'm a solo mum, have been for nearly 12 years now. The thing with the fella ended last year. But like I had this adventure was just there, ready to go. I get every other weekend to myself. And I can fill it with laundry and dishes and the odd glass of wine with friends, but
Boring.
I like to get out of my house. I work from home, I parent from home, I'm redecorating my home, like getting out of here for 24, 36 hours of the 48 hours I get to myself a fortnight is just the best feeling. It's not free, it's not cheap, but it's worth it. I think the payback in feeling like me and not like a mum and
Feeling.
not like I work for myself now, like not feeling like I'm working. Like it's amazing. It's it fills my bucket right up in such a
We're not
short period
talking
of time.
cups here, are we? We're talking buckets.
It's a bucket. No caps, no caps. That's what your coffee's for. Life is a bucket, and I want a full bucket. And I love being a parent. I love what I do for work, but I really love this year's adventure. It's
Yeah,
fun.
and but what you're touching on, Jenny, is kind of what we talk about. We're also a human. We're an individual in our own right, and although we have all of these hats that we wear as women, we are our own person, and we have to fill our own cup. And you are doing everything that, in the myriad of well-being and self discovery books would tell you, you need to fill that bucket. You need to, put your life mask on first. Else you're no good to anybody. So you're probably a better mum, a better business owner, all of the things, because you're giving yourself that time and space to go and do you.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that I mean, I love that you've chosen lighthouses as kind of a, it's probably not too strict, but it's a loose sort of pinpoint of, it gives me a direction to head towards.
And the adventures that happen along the way. So I went to Boulder Bank in Nelson in April, and like it, I'm not a type A traveller. I don't research really. I just was like, I'm going to be here on this date. I'm going to walk at that date. Then I'm going to do this. And I never put two and two together that Boulder Bank would literally be Bank of Boulders. And all I read was that it was about a 3 to 4 hour walk. Not, it was an 8 kilometre walk out to the lighthouse over Boulders, which is a 16 kilometre round trip. And I don't know who did it in 3 hours because I'm 5 foot nothing and it took me 5 hours. But I got there, and just as I got there, this bloke cropped up on a boat and he had a key to the lighthouse and gave me the key and let me go explore through it by myself whilst he was filling up the diesel generator. I was just like, if I was a planner,
Serendipity,
this wouldn't have happened. Like, I love the little side quests that happen, going out to Cape Palliser and staying with JP at Waimiha. I'm now doing his marketing for him and his event promotion, and I get to go stay out there all the time, and I love it. Like, just like random things that happen. I've had a couple of lighthouse themed products get in touch and see if I'd like to ambassador. So
Oh
But
my goodness.
we'll see what happens with that.
Who knows? Isn't that
Who
fabulous though? I
knows?
love that. And I think I mean definitely our paths have crossed before. That speaks to me of you being quite an open person, being quite open to opportunities, you know, see where things go, not too rigid, which is, you know, in today's world is an admirable trait to be able to keep alive because it can be so uncertain. So, but that's amazing. Your kids are a bit older, aren't they, Jenny? You're how old are
Yeah,
you?
they're
So,
13 and nearly 16.
right,
So,
okay.
yeah.
So just a different phase of life. So I'm also guessing actually getting away, although life is in a different zone, and so the opportunity why that arises, you know, has come with its challenges. But yeah, raising teenagers, I mean, it must be quite a bucket filling opportunity to be.
My 16-year-old is a boy and my 13-year-old is a girl, and they are hitting all kinds of hormonal stages at the same time, and it's just me to carry them through that. And that's it's quite a lot. And
Yeah.
yeah, so it isn't that, it isn't that they drain my bucket. It's just being a parent can do that.
Can do that, yeah. And so the
Yeah, and
ability to top it up is
I think
probably really valuable at this time of life.
the best thing as women that we can do is figure out what recharges us.
Yeah.
And if it's, 5 minutes in the bathroom with the door locked playing Candy Crush, like all power to you. Because I've been through that stage of life where that's all I could get. But now I am at that space where I'm like, this is what I love to do. And
Yeah.
my kids are going to be gone in a few years, or I'll move out and they'll be here, whatever's going to happen. But I want to know that I know how to live
Yeah.
when all that freedom is there. So yeah, I take it when it's available.
Amazing. We'll take a little musical break here. Jenny's picked a beautiful song for us, so we'll enjoy that and then we'll come back and talk about the She's Gone Coastal and all of those adventures. So enjoy.
The second someone mentioned you are all alone, I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go. Keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. I will leave the light on. Cause I will leave the light on.
So you chose that piece, Jenny. Any particular reason it popped instantly for you to choose that one?
I love that song. It is about, a lighthouse and leaving lights on and being that beacon for someone. I hate the bagpipes in general. There's only two songs that I can stand with bagpipes. That's one of them, and Paul McCartney's Mullican Tire, when that bagpipe comes in, I just but any other time there's a bagpipe, I'm out of there. Like, I've walked out of places because I'm like, no, can't cope. But I love that song, and I'm waiting for a really stormy day when I'm at a lighthouse and I can get some footage and put that song into it. I think that'll be, yeah, quite powerful. I'm excited for that.
And that's a good point, actually, because I love how I watched when you'd, I think it was Palace the Lighthouse, so you'd gone in an early morning and you'd got there, and what drew me to watching that reel was the fact that you'd captured the lighthouse in the dark with the beam, and that magical moment for me. But you'd actually got there, then it transpired you were there in the morning and you were hoping to see the sunrise. The weather didn't play for you.
That was not an
But you
option.
continued to have this amazing adventure and express how alive you felt by doing this, and that not everybody's a morning person, but should you do it? But I found that so inspiring, thinking, yes, but also with lighthouses, like you've just said, with the music, they're so atmospheric no matter what. I mean, if you've got this beautiful moment with clear skies and stuff, but that's the point of lighthouses, isn't it? They're there for those moments where it's not picture perfect. So the atmosphere and energy that that provides can bring different things.
Yeah, I think you can get, to go from Cape Palliser, where it was like a misty, I'd had like no sleep. I sleep in a tent when I do this, like it had rained all night, and I just thought, just get up and do it. It's going to be fine. And I'm sure I've seen a lighthouse being a lighthouse, but I don't know that I'd ever really registered it. So that was probably my first real experience of going, oh my gosh, just like look at those beams and how far they're going out. I couldn't get a good enough photo of it stretching out, but my God, it was beautiful. And then to be at Boulder Bank, where it was, like 23 degrees in the middle of at the end of April, and beautiful sun, and it was just such a different vibe, but it was just fantastic. And yeah, no, I think the weather, I think the fact that they are there for the worst moments in weather history to keep people safe, like how, like,
There's a lot of
yeah.
resonance with life and everything and messages, isn't there, with lighthouses. So where's next? Where are the ones you're most excited about heading to?
So I'm trying to get this done in 12 months. I'm trying to stay true to the tent. I am looking at more tents because my very little one is far too little. So I am going north for the winter. Northland, Auckland, and Tauranga have quite a lot of lighthouses up that way. A few of the lighthouses are on islands, and I can't take Miss Fergie with me, so I'm just trying to organise. It's great. Some holiday parks have doggy daycare, so if you need to go for a day trip, if they're dog friendly, they also have like a daycare for your dog, so you can leave it there, go do your day, and come back, which, like, yeah, life saving. So I'm just in the process of sort of totting that out. I'm really keen to do Castle Point in August. I haven't been out there yet, but I have a whole bunch of girls reaching out going, I'd really like to do one of these with you. And I think that would be amazing. So I'm gonna pop out and
Beautiful
see them.
coastal retreat.
Yeah, just a night. Like, let's have some wine, drink some, eat, make some good food. Sleep in tent. Well, I'll sleep in a tent. You guys can, sleep in the cabins. And let's all go have a twirly girly moment together at the
Awesome.
lighthouse. Maybe, a midwinter swim. I'm up for
Yeah,
that. I
we
don't know if
love
everyone's
it.
up for that, but I'm up for that. So I'm trying to put something together for that for August. And then my next big break from the kids is summer. They go to their dad's for most of the summer holidays. So I'm thinking South Island. Do the whole outside. The good thing is it's all, because it's coastal, you can kind of just scoot around the country instead of having to go through it. So that's probably a summer trip. And I've never been past Queenstown in the South
Right.
Island. So I'm super
Wow.
excited to get all the way down to Invercargill. There's some beautiful lighthouses down there from what I've seen. So,
Oh my
yeah,
goodness.
lots of those. So, yeah,
Wow.
watch the space.
Watch the space, because it's an exciting trip. But and now let's touch on, so you'd like some people would quite happily do this, set themselves the challenge. Tick it all off themselves, but you've decided to sort of make it a thing, share. From what I've seen on She's Gone Coastal on the Facebook page, she's sort of obviously getting a lot of feedback from it. It's speaking to people. And so now you're sort of getting feedback and making it quite interactive, which is quite cool. So was that always the intention, or is that just a default thing that happened as you were sharing?
It was always the intention. When I wrote the story, I did think, gosh, this would make a really cool series if someone picked it up.
Yeah.
And then I got made redundant from that job and all kinds of things
Right.
happened. So that
Okay.
was, that's another twist that happened in March. So
Yeah.
literally I sort of planned all of this, got it all up, lined up, and then they're like, hey, we've run out of money. So it's like, okay, we'll see you later. And I was, yeah, so yeah, no, it was always, I always thought someone would do it. And then I was like, well, look, maybe that someone is just you. I work in marketing and media and have never been this public in it.
Right.
I get a bit raw on a couple of things. And but the feedback has been fantastic. I've had women all over the country, a few men reaching out, if you want to come fishing, love, let me know when you're in town. I was like, oh, okay. That'd be fun, maybe some four-wheel driving. You're like, I'm up for it.
Up for it, yeah.
Yeah, safely up for it.
Yeah.
I think the problem of it being a female traveling and people knowing that you're traveling on your own is it does open you up to more vulnerabilities than you would if you were traveling with someone else. So I never say where I am when I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah,
Yeah.
there's little things that have come up, and I've learned so much along the way. So,
Yeah, and
yeah.
I love that actually. I loved that element of what you're sharing and being very mindful that you're alone. And there was one about, trusting your gut when you're not feeling. Yeah, I thought that was really important to share that, that you shouldn't just go with it, that you can make a different choice. So, yeah, I
Absolutely.
think it's an important one. And yeah, keeping it very the real, there's the dreamy sort of traveling around to lighthouses and all of this, but yeah, actually the reality is, you have to be careful. So,
You
and
do, it's
bloody hell, hats off to you for coming and staying in the tent.
yeah, all but one night so far. So there was just one time, and it was just a little, I don't know, I felt it just, I just got an ick, and I tried to talk myself around, and it just didn't happen.
Work,
So,
but
yeah.
wow. Well, who knows? I mean, even though there was an intention, and life, as it does, throws curveballs left, right, and center, you're still doing it, you're still driven to do it. And I think, even what you said before about people reaching out, just who knows where this would lead? I mean, it's a beautiful series of stories. So, and obviously with your background, you have the ability to tell that so well. And your reels are amazing. I wish you all the best with the She's Gone Coastal vibes and what that brings for you, because whether it is, I mean, who knows, whether you become the lighthouse, the beam of light for the Lighthouse Tours, New Zealand.
Who knows?
Watch this space. But thank you so much for joining me for this beautiful conversation, Jenny. You definitely look like you're a woman that's, sort of making sure she's filling her bucket and doing it in a way that she chooses. So I'm really grateful to have had you on the show. I wish you all the best. For anybody that's keen to look more into your adventures, where can they go and track you down?
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and I've just started on TikTok because that's like a whole new world to me. I'm not a TikToker, but I don't do any dancing. So anyway,
I've seen you twirling. I've seen you
Oh, yeah, I
twirling.
twirl, but like that's, you know, that, yeah, a twirl is apparently mandatory now. So we'll roll with that. So, yeah, just search She's Gone Coastal. There's a link in my bio to the Google Maps. So you can see where I've been and all the places to go. I've got all the holiday parks you should stay at. Some really cool little, like, street art is a bit of a passion of mine as well. So there's some cute little, like, links to those to go check out if that's something you want to do. But just, you know, if you want to get in touch, message me. I'm pretty open book. There's not much that I don't talk about. So,
Awesome. Oh,
yeah, I
well,
would
make
love to see
sure we
someone.
add those links to the show notes when the show goes out. But you've definitely inspired me to think about my adventures to lighthouses. I've definitely ticked a couple. The iconic Cape Reinga, when I first got to New Zealand, I have managed to tick, and a beautiful in Gisborne, on the East Cape. Yeah.
I'm going there very soon.
That was very cool. I spent that was an Easter trip in my first couple of years in New Zealand, so that it holds really good memories of doing that whole section. So that's a stunner. So you'll enjoy that one for sure. But I look forward to following the lighthouse adventures and all it brings for you. So thank you so much for
Thanks for
coming
the
on the
opportunity. Thank you
show.
so much. It's been fun.
Thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show. And I look forward to talking to you next week, where we're celebrating a milestone. We'll be looking back at 5 years of Charlotte Flows with RFM, which is absolutely crazy. But we'll see, touch base on some of those conversations, some of the people, and where to next. So look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.